Todd and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app. Stream live, get podcasts and more. It's free in your app store. So download it now. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
On this date in 2020, we lost the great Fred Willard. Yeah. See that going on?
He's so funny.
Right. He was so good, man.
One of the best.
He went after her like she was made out of ham.
Did we interview him once?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did. That's right.
Yes, we did. Because you asked him about how much weed was floating around the set.
A lot.
How High? Was that the name of the movie?
Yeah, the one where Method Man goes.
Yeah, Method Red Man.
Yeah.
And you didn't even finish the sentence. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
We have that clip somewhere. You find it. Yeah, that's funny. We'll get that out. But
also a great scene with him and Brad Williams in the Christopher Guest
movie. I haven't
seen
that yet.
Mascots.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen it.
And you can tell it's just Fred Willard ad-libbing.
Right.
How much do you think his on-screen acting is... was ad-libbed?
Oh, when we talked to him, I got the impression that a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, she went after him like he was made out of ham from Best in Show.
They probably let him riff a little bit, and they pick out the best one.
Totally, yeah. That was an ad-lib.
I mean, if you had Fred Willard working on your movie, why wouldn't you let him just riff a little?
Well, like, most directors do the actors will follow the script, give them what they want, and then they let them go off.
Yeah.
That's what Harlan Williams told me.
Oh, yeah. How was that weekend with Harlan?
It was good, man. He was really cool. Very funny.
Yeah, he's a great dude, isn't he? Yeah.
Just
as weird as hell on stage.
Just bizarre. Yeah. Just calling everyone, like, you know, ladies, like, my love, my tender love, my guy. Like, he talks to a lot. He's like, ma'am, if you could look away, I hate your eyes. Just so many great lines, dude. I laughed. So there was one, like, I was crying. He was talking to this guy, and he's like, how much do you weigh? And the guy's like, 360. And he's like, oh. And then they started talking about work, and then the guy goes, I've been around. He goes, you are round. It's just so rapid fire.
Yeah,
and I told him that in the green room. He's like, I kind of felt bad. My brain was like, maybe you shouldn't say that, but then they just said it.
Yeah. But nobody felt insulted, I bet.
No.
Or they were happy
because it's him.
By Harlan Williams.
Right. Yeah, he's got some weird thoughts in his head. He's always had. It's crazy. You got that, Puss?
Yeah. I'm working on it here.
No, I'm sorry.
Fred Willard has a really funny sketch in I Think You Should Leave, that sketch show on Netflix, where he plays the organist at a funeral.
Remember he got caught cranking it at a porn theater, like way after porn theaters were even around.
Oh, that's right.
And like nobody cared.
Yeah.
Well, it was during summer.
Because he wasn't on a children's show.
Yeah. Right. Well, it was also 20 years
named
later,
after.
Too. It was 20-some years later, too. Yeah, but the children's show part was part of it.
Right. I think the only time he ever responded to that was it was like during the summer, and he just tweeted a couple days later, it's a Merry Christmas.
So here's the interview clip from us.
How much weed was flying around that set?
A lot.
And then, as Todd referenced, here we go, the Best in Show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on. Get
in control. That's not a good idea.
Come on, Beatrice, right around here. Let's try again.
This has never happened before, ever, I swear.
I'm sorry. We're dismissing.
What?
We're going to dismiss this gentleman.
No, just give us another chance. We will be so...
I'm sorry, we're dismissing.
No. Let me just try again.
This does not look good.
No, he went after her like she's made out of ham. And I guess he's getting the old heave-ho.
That's it. Yes. The dog has been excused.
She is gone.
What's if your mom ever needs her car detailed? I'm your guy. I had the unenviable task of Christy loaded up my truck last week and drove across the state with four dogs inside.
Oh, God.
And I don't know what the sheddenest dogs in the world are, but I'm pretty sure Golden Retriever is near the top of the list.
Yeah.
So what I had to do was first vacuum. And
that's tough to get. Even a vacuum that suck up shedded in rugs.
But the vacuum at the car wash I went to was pretty good. Yeah. And then after you vacuum, you take those microfiber cloths, and then you get little clumps of hair, and you pull it out that way. And then there's still some remaining, so you take that the lint rollers.
Yeah,
they're the ones with the sticky stuff on both sides. And those are the best lint rollers. Don't use any other kind of lint roller. And I just rolled it across all of the seats. And I thought I did a pretty good job of eradicating most of the dog hair. But a lot of that will probably still be in my truck forever.
I thought you were a cheap ass if you didn't take it to a professional.
One of my favorite things.
That professional seeing that might charge it double
right.
if he sees dog hair in that thing.
Yeah. One of my favorite things that happened to my sister is she was traveling with her dog and she had a hatchback car. She's driving down the interstate and he's in the hatchback and just starts having explosive diarrhea. So she's in the rear view mirror like screaming like, no, stop. And he's just rifling off. The whole back is just filled with diarrhea. There's nothing she can do about it.
What kind of dog was it, man?
Oh, man, that one was, it was like a mix, a lab and a pit bull mix.
Oh, geez, so it's not a small dog.
No.
Okay, so
no.
Was a lot of poop in the back.
Was she
in the middle of nowhere? Like, was she still like 2 hours left of the trip?
Yeah, she was far. I think she was coming back from St. Louis and, you know, only halfway to Omaha.
Rifling off.
What the hell did the dog eat, man?
I don't know.
They
I don't
pulled
remember.
Through a Taco Bell on the way home.
Right. But just nothing. There's nothing you can do about it.
Holy hell. All right. So, Todd, do you ever leave weed laying around in that car?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure if you dug deep and analyzed it,
right,
you might be able to find some sprinkles of marijuana.
I just meant when she was going to take the dogs in it for a long period of time.
Oh, no,
if
no,
they,
no.
They'd have found some, like a bud somewhere.
You know, unless I'm road tripping, I generally don't travel with, like,
drive across town
right
with
now,
a bud in your,
yeah,
a bud in your car.
My car has no weed in it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's smart.
That is the good thing to say on the radio.
In case you're a cop listening right now, Todd has no weed on him.
Yeah.
Nick, you got any weed on you right now?
No. Keeping
Again,
it home.
Good idea to answer that way. He's trying to trap you.
Right. That was an emphatic no.
He's got it in the pocket of his trench coat.
I'll keep it by the cocktails when it's time.
I keep the truck fairly clean. It's really cluttered, but, you know, I know where everything is.
Yeah.
Like if you went out there now, you'd see there's a yoga mat, there's a gym bag, there's a pair of sticky socks for Pilates class.
A 6 foot bong.
Yeah. You got to wear the sticky socks in Pilates class because I'm guessing this is a chain that I go to.
Did you slip on the floor?
Well, you know, somebody probably, their fat claws slipped off a foot bar and then there was a lawsuit that ensued and settlement. And then they said, no, everybody's got to wear sticky socks from here on in.
Yeah, because then, that guy and his fat claws ruined it for everyone.
Well, it was probably a girl with her fat claws.
Yeah.
Because Pilates...
she probably eats raw meat and kills cats.
My observation is about 90% women.
Same with yoga, right?
And me. Yeah. No, I believe the male participation rate in yoga is around 25%.
Oh, okay. Mm. But your classes, you're the only one, right?
Sometimes there's another guy that shows up, but he's not a regular.
Have you ever farted?
I managed to suppress them somehow, and I don't think that's healthy.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
But, has anyone farted in the class?
Oh, yeah. I've heard it before.
Yeah. Because women fart, too.
Yes, they do.
You liar.
You heard a few queeps, too. Yeah.
I still don't know how you're going to tell the difference.
You're not. No, because the woman says that. And that wasn't the fart. That was a queef.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's better.
If anything, you should be like, that wasn't a queef. That was a fart.
And then, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. I think in order to verify that, you'd have to smell it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the queefs are as smelly as the farts.
Well, ladies, are they?
Depends on if they're eating raw meat or not.
Yeah.
They smell less like butt.
If they're eating raw meat and drowning cats, you know the queef smells pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like that's a walking queef smell.
That's how she killed him. She queefed into the pillowcase.
Holy hell. I wish that was the last joke of the week.
Yeah,
I really do.
Let's get out of here.
We have a couple minutes left. I really wish that was the last joke. Because I really want to kill the show on
that's
that one anyway.
That's one of those jokes that ChatGPT cannot replicate.
No, ChatGPT.
It could never.
Not even Elon Musk's Grok. Have you seen that clip where like Elon Musk is showing Joe Rogan like Grok roasting like on roast? Mode or whatever.
It's
pathetic.
Yeah,
and it is just the most
psycho, man. Yeah.
It's like you just feel embarrassed for him. Even Joe's looking at him like this thing is so lame.
Yeah.
And he's so impressed with himself.
Man. Yeah. She queefed in the bag to drown the cats. <All right>.
Here's a text that says, I'm blind, so I use Gemini. We'll look stuff up.
Does Gemini have Braille?
Well,
probably just reads it out loud.
It talks to you. Yeah. So he's not deaf. He can hear.
I thought it was a good question.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got it mixed up.
Look, at 9:46 on a Friday, that is a decent question.
I thought it was actually a question.
Often Gemini will not give me answers, especially if I'm asking about something from your show, because they don't do inappropriate content.
Yeah.
So that's where we beat AI.
Right.
100%.
We will always be here for your inappropriate content.
But explain to me this. Why isn't, if AI is supposed to be, why can't it be inappropriate content? Shouldn't it be somebody have an AI search, whatever, that says, ask us frickin' anything. We don't care.
Well, how do people make that AI porn? They must go around it somehow.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
There's got to be different.
Build their own.
That's probably a different form of AI that allows you. It's some dark web version of AI.
Yeah. Now, I get they don't want people committing crimes and asking how to do stuff like that, but asking, can you drown cats with a queef? Why can't I ask that question? Right? Yeah.
You can get, like, I've seen it say somewhat inappropriate things. Like, if I put in, like, a news article and I'm like, hey, show me some associations for jokes and also write some one-liner roast jokes just because I was, curious what it would come up with. And it did one time drop the C word.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And one of the jokes.
Really?
It wasn't funny, but it dropped. It.
Mike says, when Todd mentioned sticky socks, I was not thinking the non-slip bottom socks. I was thinking crusty socks.
I thought the same thing, too. I didn't hear the word sticky. I thought sticky socks you wear only for Pilates, like you put your old socks back on.
I thought he was cranking it in the parking lot.
Yeah. With the music. That's right. I didn't even think of that.
With the music.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Austin, where you at, man? Where you at?
Yeah, man. The Barnado. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right?
Barnado.
I don't know why. I like the tornado aspect of it. But the 21st headline in there, Funny Bone 27th. You can go to YouTube, type in the Dave and Austin Show. Got a podcast that comes out once a week.
Yeah.
It's coming out today at 10, so check that out.
And check out Austin. Thank you, brother, for coming in. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys too.
Download the Todd and Tyler app this weekend. We get a chance and patronize all the advertisers here on the radio stations and, of course, the streaming and the podcast. And we appreciate that. They advertise with us. They're pretty cool.
Next week, Gary Curtis is going to join us. Rachel will be here. And then Tyra. And then the Bob Odenkirk interview will air. And we're also talking to Cal Penn.
All that next week. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.